Hello, everybody. I hope you all had a great time in this beautiful city of New Orleans. Let's move on to the next round of survey in 2013. This is my disclosure, conflict of interest. There was no any conflict of interest. For the next round of survey in 2013, we had four goals. We wanted to find all the health specialties that they offer family planning until the end of 2013. We wanted to know the change that happened during these 18 months that in terms of the TriStar facilities. And we also wanted to identify the correlates of these TriStar facilities. And we wanted to know more about the family planning service delivery in the city of Kinshasa. So the study was conducted by Kinshasa School of Public Health. We had our list from 2012 survey. We updated our list with the help of all the family planning partner organizations that they work in Kinshasa. They provided their list, and later on we provided them with individual reports from our results. And we also asked Médecins Chefs de Zones, which are health departments in each health zone in the city of Kinshasa. There are 35 health zones in this city. And we used, for this round of survey, we used cell phones for collecting data and also geocode the facilities. So what we found? First of all, we found 395 structures that they offer family planning, which was much higher than 2012, which we had 184 structures. 303 of them were health centers, 72 were hospitals, and 20 were clinics. And you can see the numbers have increased from 2012 survey to 2013. I defined the TriStar again so you can remember this TriStar rating. If a structure had three or more methods in stock and had one staff, one trained staff in family planning and basic information system, we call this facility TriStar facility. And as you can see, the percentage of TriStar facilities have increased from 44% to 63% in 2013. So what did these structures, these health facilities had in stock? The most frequent family planning method, contraceptive method, was condoms, injectables, and pills. After that, IUD, cycle beads, and implants. And as you can see, female sterilization and emergency contraception were not so frequent. All these percentages have increased from 2012 to 2013. We didn't ask about cycle beads, emergency contraception, and sterilization in 2012. That's why we don't have these bars in 2012. For those structures that they don't offer family planning, we asked the reason. 82% of the structures, which they expressed the lack of supply as the reason. And after that, lack of trained staff was the next reason they expressed. Interestingly, the religion opposition was not so frequent. Only 5% of the structures expressed this as a reason for not offering family planning. So we looked at different characteristics of these family planning sites, managing authority, type of facility, length of operation. We asked this question, where did you start offering the family planning services, and number of days per week they offered their services. In terms of managing authority, only 25% of the structures were governmental. 75% of the rest were either private. The managing authority was either private, faith-based organization or NGOs. And in terms of length of time in operation, more than 50% of the structures, these facilities, started to offer their services in the last 3 years. And in terms of number of days per week in operation, also more than 50% of the structures, they give their services 4 to 6 days per week, at least 4 to 6 days. So the next step, we wanted to know which of these variables, which of these characteristics are related to being a 3SR facility, to attaining a 3SR rating. And as you can see, only type of facility and number of days per week was significantly correlated to being a 3SR facility. This was a primary analysis. We're going to dig more and look forward. We're looking forward to the future steps of these surveys that they are coming. And we're also going to answer some other questions that we have. If the what is the CYP for these structures, and are these if the availability is there, are people really using these methods or not? And the next question is, what did we learn about the distribution? Where are these structures are? Dr. Julia Hernandez is going to talk about this. Thank you. Oh, you have to.